Menachos, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Gimel, 11:3. As we said, the topic of this perek is primarily the lechem apanim nishtei lechem. However, in the previous Mishnah, we said, at least according to the first opinion, which actually is the halacha, the baking of the lechem apanim nishtei lechem is not doche Shabbos, even though they had to be brought at a specific time, Shavuos in the case of shtei lechem, and every Shabbos in the case of the lechem apanim. Our Mishnah is going to contrast that with the Chavite Kohen Gadol, the daily offering of the Kohen Gadol. It's called a Chavitin because it's made on a machavas, which is a griddle. And it's also brought every single day. And here we're going to say that that is Doche Shabbos. It must be baked, I'll call it whatever, making on the griddle, on Shabbos itself. So because of that contrast, the Mishnah will talk about it here. Now you recall that we had a machlokas regarding how many different dry measuring cups there were, two or three. We had a machlokas if they're invested with Kedusha. Here, you'll recall that everyone agrees there is a half Isaron measure, which was used to make the Chavite Kohen Gadol, because although he must bring it all at one time, all the flour, Isaron with the flour, it's divided into two halves with a separate measuring cup, like a half Isaron measuring cup. And then with that, you'll in aggregate, you'll make the 12 loaves, but half are brought in the morning, half are brought in the afternoon. Okay, now everyone's going to agree that even if there's a machlokas regarding the full Israel measuring cup, whether it's invested with Kedusha or not as a klisharis, and therefore whether it confers Kedusha to the flour when it goes in, that was our previous Mishnah, everyone agrees that the half Israel measuring cup that was used to make the Chavite Kohen Gadol is consecrated as a klisharis, and therefore it does invest the flour that goes into it with Kedushas Aguf. So everyone's going to agree that the Chavite Kohen Gadol's flour has Kedushas Aguf from the outset, as soon as it goes into that kli. Okay? It's interesting. The Bartanur in the previous Mishnah said he doesn't know the reason why, echoing like the Rambam, in the parish, why the Fershita said that the lisha and aricha, the kneading and the arranging of the dough, could be done off premises, whereas the afia, the baking, must be done on premises. Apparently, the Bartanur didn't have the same girsa that we have in our Gemara. Our Gemara says the reason why is because it described the kalim being consecrated. Now, as far as we have it, there was a rationale. The reason given why the measuring cup for the Isaron wasn't invested with Kedusha is because every Tom, Dick, and Harry was making menachos, and we didn't want accidents to happen with essentially, you know, the mincha being taken out of bounds and becoming a puzzle, etc. That rationale wouldn't apply to the Chavit and the Kohen Gadol, because at least for the half measuring cup, which was used just for the Chavit Kohen Gadol, the only person making the Chavit Kohen Gadol is the Kohanim, either the Kohen Gadol himself or a Kohen in his stead. Either way, the point is they know what they're doing. They wouldn't take a mincha after they make it and take it out of bounds, yotze, the psul. And therefore, everyone agrees that the half Isaron measuring cup of the used for making the Chavite Kohen Gadol was invested in Kedusha. And therefore, it would give Kedusha Guf right away. I should add an additional point that Tosfos says. Tosfos says there's a separate issue. Oh, no, let me hold that thought. We'll come back to that in just a moment. Says the Mishnah inside. Chavite Kohen Gadol lishasan varichasan vafiyasan bifnim. The chavitin of the Kohen Gadol, it must be kneaded and arranged and baked all bifnim, meaning all within the Azara. Because again, because the flour goes into this half Isra measuring cup, and because it's invested in Kedushas HaGuf, if you would prepare it outside, even take it outside for a moment, it would become pasul through yotze. V'docho sese Shabbos. And it also pushes off Shabbos, meaning it should be, I'll call it, baked on the machvas, on Shabbos itself, in contrast to the previous Mishnah. Now, the reason why would be because you'd have a problem of lina if you'd make the day before, then the day before Shabbos on Shabbos itself, or it would be invalidated at daybreak with the psul of lina. Okay? Tosos point out there's a separate additional point here, which is regardless of the flour being consecrated when it goes in the half cup, half Israel measuring cup, the Chavite Kohen Gadol has oil inside of it, okay? And the oil is certainly going to go into the liquid measuring, the three lugin, and will be invested with Kedushas HaGuf. So regardless of the flour, once the oil is mixed into the dough, so it certainly have a psul of lina. So although we didn't have a clear answer why the in the previous Mishnah, why the Tanakhama held that you do have a problem of yotze, why you maybe don't have a problem of lina, therefore you can be docha Shabbos, here, even leaving the flour alone, you'd certainly have a problem of lina with the oil, okay? And therefore, for sure, it's docha Shabbos because there's oil that goes into the batter, the dough, when you make the chavite kohen gadol. Says the Mishnah further, Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva. There's a general rule, and this klal actually appears three times in Shas. It says, Kol malacha she'efshe la'asos me'erev Shabbos. Any malacha that can be done on Erev Shabbos, we're talking about a malacha here for the sake of a mitzvah, like making the chavitim of a kohen gadol, like, or the malacha of, you know, preparing the, you know, the preparing of the flour beforehand. So then, in a docha se Shabbos, if it can be done before Shabbos, so I didn't use the best example, the preparation of the flour certainly could be done before Shabbos, the kneading and baking couldn't. So it's docha Shabbos. V'she'yev shalala osos me'erev Shabbos, and the malachas which can't be pushed off till and be done before Shabbos, like indeed the baking of the chvita kohen gadol, that can't be pushed off because of the problem I described before about, you know, lina, it could be past the deadline. That's docha es Shabbos, that pushes off Shabbos. Okay? This, as I said, appears three times in Shas. It also appears in the 19th parak of Maseches Shabbos. You're talking about Bris Mila, and also it appears in Maseches Pesachim when you're talking about the Korban Pesach. At all events, this is the din l'halacha, that even when you have a specific time to do a mitzvah, and therefore, it, like in the case of the Korban, which is brought at a specific time, it's Man Kavua, it is Docha Shabbos. Only what must be Docha Shabbos is Docha Shabbos. What could be done before must be done before.